From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. There is an app for just about everything these days, so local emergency agencies in South Florida have launched a smartphone app for this year's hurricane season through the American Red Cross. U.S. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz says the new technology will help residents prepare for almost any emergency.
Yeah, the apps are really exciting. That's a new development from the American Red Cross, and in real time, they get those alerts from NOAA and from the Hurricane Center, and then you can have it right on your own device and make sure that you don't have to wait until they cover it on the news.
Federal, state, and local emergency officials briefed the Congresswoman yesterday on South Florida's hurricane preparedness. Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties also have online resources and mobile alerts as part of the region's planning for storms and natural disasters. Just a reminder that the start of the Atlantic hurricane season, that's this coming Sunday. Miami-Dade County Sea Level Rise Task Force will document a huge problem and propose huge solutions in its final report, which is due in a week or so. Right now, as reporter Rick Stone tells us, the panel is spending its final days of existence agonizing over the document's structure, grammar, and word choices.
The task force has met with scientists, engineers, water management officials, and insurance experts to help it develop the county's response to sea level rise. Its main conclusion? Millions of South Florida residents and trillions of dollars worth of property are threatened by increasing sea levels triggered by human-caused climate change, and the early problems are already being experienced. The report will make six recommendations, beginning with this. The county must immediately develop a plan to pay for the complete reinvention of the infrastructure that will be relied upon as the water rises around us. Harvey Reuven, the county's clerk of courts, chairs the task force.
So the cost of modifications and changes, reinvention, whatever you want to say, is clearly a drop in the bucket, is dwarfed compared to what's at stake.
The report leaves little room for doubt about climate change and sea level rise. It documents the floods that already occur on clear days in Miami Beach and as far west as Sweetwater after high tides. But Reuven knows the scope and expense of the fix will be a very big ask to the county commission, and he knows his report has to be powerfully written and easily read. Right now it is neither. And that's why the task force's last meetings are all about fonts, word choices, and just the right amount of information.
This group of experts added a great deal of substance. Not all of them are grammatarians or, expert in writing.
So what the fight against sea level rise mostly needs right now is an editor. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.